As we shift seasons, it seems like an opportunity to look back. So we present our latest edition of An Incomplete Guide to This Week in History. It was this week in 1882 that U.S. Marshal Bass Reeves added to his legend. According to reports, Reeves arrived in Fort Smith on June 19, 1882, with 8 prisoners in tow he had captured in what was then called Indian Territory west of Fort Smith. It was this week, 51 years ago, the 65-foot Christ of the Ozarks was dedicated in Eureka Springs. The statue, the idea of Gerald L.K. Smith, a political activist criticized widely for anti-Semitic beliefs and opinions. A Wisconsin native, Smith retired to Eureka Springs in the 1960s and quickly launched his concept for the statue. He died in 1976 and is buried by the Christ of the Ozarks. According to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture, the statue, dedicated on June 25, 1966, was built to withstand winds of 500 miles per hour and can be seen from 20 miles away. A dramatic presentation of the Last Days of Christ, the great Passion Play, continues to be performed at the site. It was this week in 1939, Lou Brock was born in El Dorado, Arkansas. A little bit more than 38 years later, he had the attention of the sports world.
Kreisleben looks. He's going. The pitch is high. The throw is safe. He stole it. The throw got by the shortstop, and Brock has done it. They would have thrown him out, but the shortstop couldn't handle the bad throw. And this is it, folks. Brock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates.
Brock stole his 893rd base in 1977 to become the all-time stolen base leader. His mark was later eclipsed by Ricky Henderson, but Brock still easily holds the record for most career stolen bases by an Arkansas-born baseball player. Willie Davis, born in Mineral Springs, is second on that list with exactly 520 fewer stolen bases than Brock. Brock was born June 18, 1939. It was this week in 1879 that Siloam Springs celebrated its first anniversary as Siloam City. City was later nixed for Springs. All of this came after an earlier settlement, Hyco, had been settled about a mile west. Like so many of the cities around here with springs in the name, early residents bragged about the medicinal qualities of the waters that flowed in, through, and around Siloam. The first anniversary was celebrated, according to the Siloam Springs City website, on June 24, 1879. And it was this week in 2007 that another city earned some national attention. Craig Ferguson, actor, comedian, and then host of CBS's Late Late Show, bragged about a meal he had had while in Ozark, Arkansas.
Now, here's a story, and here's a thing I have to tell you. That's true. The first time I ever tasted catfish in my life, it was in the town of Ozark in Arkansas. I went down there, I had some catfish, and I talked about it on the television. It made the local newspaper. Right, look at this. Craig Ferguson praises Ozark, comma, catfish. That's in the Ozark Times, I guess. I don't know.
That newspaper he's referring to, by the way, the Southwest Times Record. Anyway.
So that was one copy of the Ozark paper that I missed. I must have been, you know, thinking about something else. And so anyway, it became news apparently in Ozark. Today, I received a letter from the city of Ozark, from the mayor. The mayor of Ozark, Vernon McDaniel, who's the mayor of Ozark, on official Ozark town. Right? He says, Dear Craig, in appreciation of you mentioning the city of Ozark 3 times on your Late Late Show, I am making you an honorary citizen of the city.
That was from the Late Late Show this week in 2007. Craig Ferguson would launch that night a campaign to become an honorary citizen of many other towns across the country, and eventually he became a naturalized citizen of the United States in 2008. And it was this week in 1907 that Jimmy Driftwood was born in or near Timbo. Driftwood was and is best known as a folk singer and folk song writer, the writer of what would become a number one pop hit for Johnny Horton, The Battle of New Orleans.
Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come and they must have been.
Driftwood wasn't born with that name. He was actually James Morris until he legally changed his name to his stage name of Driftwood. He was also an educator and at one time served as the principal at Snowball School in Searcy County. He was nominated for Grammy Awards, performed at the Grand Ole Opry in Carnegie Hall, and he helped in the development of the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View. He died in 1998 in Fayetteville. Jimmy Driftwood was born on June 20th, 1907.
I had a cow that slobbered bad down in the Arkansas. I took her to my great-granddad way down in the Arkansas. I asked him what to do for it down in the Arkansas. Grandpa said, teach that cow to spit way down in the Arkansas. Down in the Ark, down in the Ark, and down in the Arkansas. The sweetest girl I ever saw was down in the Arkansas.